Where do you think you're going? You think you can just pet me like that and walk away? You think I'm that cheap? Come on. You aren't familiar with simple transformation magic? Don't tell me you came all the way down here without even educating yourself. Wait. Don't say anything. This'll be good. Go on, hero. Tell me. What do you think I am? Nope. Guess again. Oh, got it in two. Well, close enough. Not full demon? Much to my mother's dismay. Whoa, calm down, Grigner. I'm just answering questions. Don't go ripping my head off or anything. Of course you wouldn't get the reference. You obviously don't read. You do, huh? And you still didn't think to read up on this place? Typical. You adventure types are always so bloodlusty with the kill first, question later. Did you even bother to ask yourself why I was pretending to be a cat? Huh? A demon never gets a fair shake around here. You humans see horns and a tail, and all rational thought goes out the window. No? Still not working? Shit. I thought I was pretty convincing. Will you quit threatening me already? It's not working. I mean, just between us girls, we both know you aren't gonna kill me. Oh yeah. You couldn't even if you tried. Even if you really, really wanted to. Are you done? Can we just... Oh my... Just put that thing away already! Will ya? This is my favorite part. Oh, your confusion is just... Oh, so good. Let's just say I'm particularly... charming. Yeah? Get it? Because of the charm spell? Well, you clearly didn't get it because you didn't laugh. Whatever. You're lucky you're pretty enough to pull off the sexy bimbo routine. Well, maybe not pretty. More like... unique. Interesting, or... Well, regardless, you better smarten up quick. Idiots don't last long in this position. Standing, duh. No, what I'm saying is... It's your lucky day, human. You get to be my familiar. I already told you I'm not a witch, you bimbo. I'm an imp. Well, kinda sorta. Mom's a demon, dad's a sorcerer, blah blah blah. Now lucky for me, magic is genetic. Unlucky for you, I happen to be in the market for a new familiar. The last one. He left with a generous severance package and a glowing letter of recommendation, of course. Not that it matters anyway. No, what matters is that you have been officially granted the privilege of becoming my new live-in magical assistant / slave. Hooray! No thanks necessary. It's my pleasure, I insist. What if you refuse? You know, I hadn't even considered that you might. Why should you be any different, though? Everyone in my life ends up leaving me. Everyone. No, don't try and stop. help yourself. Not on my behalf. I mean it. I know you want to leave. So go. No, wait. Stop. Come back. Now, spin around in a circle and flap your arms. Okay, you could stop. I mean, for now. I can't make any promises for the future. Hey now, language. It's unbecoming from a fair maiden such as yourself. Hypocrite. Hardly. I could say whatever I want. Demon, you know. Comes with the territory. Just stop talking. Much better. Sorry about that. I don't normally mind conversation, but you keep saying you're going to cleave my head from my wretched body. Yeah, that's kind of bumming me out. I don't think it's wretched. I mean, look at this cleavage. It's like, ka-chow! Oh, hey, don't be sad. It's what's on the inside that really counts. And I'm sure inside that breastplate you got a great set of knockers. Really, really great. I'm just messing around. Sorry, I've been trapped in that damn room for so long, I've been dying for some company. Speaking of which, let's get out of here. Come on, you're with me. This really is my lucky day, you know? And it's all thanks to you. You know, most adventurers are too scared to explore Nilbog's castle. If it hadn't been for you, I'd have been stuck there for God knows how long. Oh, shit, you can talk now. Sorry, I forgot about the... I just thought you were a good listener. I told you, you're my familiar now. You set me free, remember? Broke down the door like you were some kind of badass. Honestly, it was kind of sexy. I'm not a succubus. So unbunch your panties, okay? Jeez, demon can't even give a girl a compliment now. Exactly. When you smashed that lock, you sealed your fate. You set me free. So now you're mine. That means that I can do whatever I want with you. Oh, that looked great there. So good. But no, I don't want to hurt you. You're my assistant, remember? You're supposed to be making my life easier. Why would I ever want to ruin that? Nah. As long as you don't do anything to really piss me off, you're golden. Just stick with me, and I'll make sure you're protected. It won't be anything like last time. Nothing. Just thinking out loud. You know, the ability to learn from past mistakes is a really good sign of emotional maturity, don't you think? No reason. Hey, we're making pretty good time. We're almost halfway there. We should make it by sunrise, I think. My place. Well, our place now. You're gonna love it. Man, I hope those trolls aren't squatting again. Yeah, and they're total assholes about it, too. They don't even try to clean up after themselves. It's disgusting. Oh, but I have you now. Oh, yeah. Sorry. But they might not be there, so... How about we don't talk for a while? Yeah, we can just walk and enjoy the peaceful night air. Wanna play I Spy?